Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries Word Alive Prayer, 6 o'clock a.m. prayer. Today is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2013. And this is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. I'd like to say good morning to my husband, Bishop Scott, and good morning to our guest over in the chat room. Good morning to those who will be listening in the archives. We thank God for you joining us on today. God bless you. God bless you. I was just reading a post of Facebook in a group called Overcoming the Odds Through Prayer, and they have asked for prayer this morning for a 20-month-old girl who was hurt when a slide fell over her while playing in a park. It says her condition is critical and doctors cannot proceed with the surgery due to her delicate condition. It says, please pray for this precious baby. This was 8 hours ago. So we want to lift up this baby. And this was posted by Maureen Cohen. So we want to pray for this baby this morning, that God would heal her and restore her back to her health in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, we're just going to pray right now. But if you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Proverbs 11? We will be reading that today. Okay. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. I thank you for another day. I thank you, Father, for blessing us and choosing to have us enter into another day. Father, we thank you, Lord, that this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just thank you today. And we praise you and we glorify you and we lift you up and we honor you, Lord. And we just say thank you, Lord, for another day. And, Father, I just pray for this baby who was injured at the park. And, Father, we know you as a healer. We're praising you this day for her healing and thank you for a good report. Father, we pray that her delicate condition will be upgraded and that whatever the doctors need to do, that they'll be able to do for her in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We praise you for her healing right now in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up her mom, Lord God, her parents to you, Father, and I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be with them and as they worry, Lord God, as they cry, as they fear the worst for their daughter, Lord. We just pray for them in Jesus' name, that you will just bless these parents, Lord God. Help them to hold on to their faith, Lord God. Help them to trust you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we give you praise this morning. We give you glory this morning. We thank you, Lord God, this morning. And we just praise you, O God, that it's already done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we just thank you today, Lord God. And we glorify your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you today. Father, thank you today. We bless your name. Father, I lift up a young lady to you this morning, Father, who is battling, Lord God, and battling the spirit of lesbianism, Lord God. I lift her up to you today, Father. Father, she says she wants to be saved and she says she wants to serve you, Lord God, but the enemy keeps pulling her back and keeps pulling her back, and her desire, Lord God, is to be with women. She's a young girl or she's a teenager. She's still in school, in high school, Lord God, and she's battling, Lord God, this lesbian spirit, Lord God, and in her mind, she still wants to be a lesbian, but because we've been talking to her, Lord God, she says she wants to serve you, but God, she's torn between two opinions. Her desire of her heart is that she wants to be with women, Lord God. But, Father, we lift her up to you today. Father, we just bind double-mindedness in her this morning, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, we call out destiny today, Lord God, and Father, we ask you to give her a mind to truly want to serve you, Lord God. All the desires of being with women, oh God, I ask you to take those desires away from her, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, even her friendships, oh God, I ask you to remove her from friends, oh God, that are lesbians and bisexuals, oh God, that she will not be tempted, Lord God, or swayed to continue in this lifestyle, Father God. Father, she has sought me. She has sought apostles. She has sought pastors. She has gone to a lot of people and asked them the same question. Are you pleased with people who are in these lifestyles? And we've all given her the same answer, Lord God, yet, Lord God, she continues to post things and continue to say things, Lord God, that suggest that she's still in the lifestyle of lesbianism. But, Father, I know that you can do all things, Lord God, and I know that you don't make us do anything. But, Father, I ask that you will give her, Lord God, a strong desire, and not only a strong desire, but the will, Lord God, and the obedience, Lord God, the strength, the stamina, Lord God, whatever it is to serve you, Lord God. Father, we've given her the word. We've given her prayer. We've talked to her via chat, Lord God, and text message and inbox, Lord, and even posting on her page, Lord God. And sometimes it seems like we're not being effective, Lord God. But, Father, if it's not us, send somebody to her, Lord God, that she will hear, that will come across, Lord God, and be able to, so she can get her deliverance, oh God, for we know this is not your will for her life. So, Father, please, please deliver this child today. Please deliver her today, God, in the name of Jesus, because she's influencing her sisters, oh God. She's influencing those younger than her, Lord God. She's influencing them not only to be lesbians, but to be promiscuous, Lord God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I even ask you to take, Lord God, the desire for her to be promiscuous, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, she's bound by lying, Lord God. She's bound by, Lord, a lot of things, Lord God, she's bound by, Lord God, that we have seen and that we have perceived, Lord God. And, Father, it's just we don't know where to go from here to proceed with her, Lord God. But, Father, I know that you can send someone who will get through to her, someone, Lord God, who will understand, somebody close by, Lord God, because doing things via the Internet sometimes can be effective because we're not nearby. But, God, you can send someone in her city, Lord God. You can send someone in her church to minister to her, Lord God. You can send someone, Lord God, who can be hands-on with her, a big sister, Lord God, a pastor, somebody to be able to minister to this child, Father, because I can't do it, and apparently it's not working. But, God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name, Father, because she's crying out to many pastors and apostles and bishops, and she's crying out to each one. And I don't know the stories that she's telling them, but I know she's telling different stories. But, God, only you can deliver this child. Only you can deliver her. Only you can bring her out, God. And I'm asking you to take the blindness that Satan has blinded her with. Take it off of her eyes, Lord God. Take the desire away from her, Lord God. Take the desire, Lord God, from her, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to do this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And, Father, not just for her, Lord God, there's others out there who are doing things, Lord God, they're doing today. Father, I just pray for her and those that are still dabbling or still in the homosexual lifestyle and those who believe that this is ordained by you and that you made them this way and that this is a gift from you. As I saw someone had posted that homosexuality is a gift from you. Lord, I just rebuke the lie in Jesus' name. Every lie that Satan tells, I rebuke it. I take authority over it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you today. Father, we bless you today. We just give you glory today, Lord. We pray for the President of the United States. Father, there's groups even on Facebook who are wishing him death, who are even praying for his death. And, Father, I don't know about these kind of things, and I don't believe that it's of you for someone to actually pray for the death of the president. Lord, they're praying mostly for his death because of the color of his skin. But, Father, I just pray for his protection this morning. And, Father, I don't know what the president believes. I don't know where his faith is, Lord God. But, Father, if he doesn't know you today, I ask you to save his soul. I ask you to save him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, it's not your will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Bring him to repentance this day, Father God. I ask you to do so in the name of Jesus. President Barack Obama, we speak right now to you, and we say that you will serve God in the name of Jesus, the true and living God, you, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will serve the true and living God. We bind all false doctrines. We bind all false teachings. We bind even false religions, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden and his wife and his children and his grandchildren. Father, we pray, Lord God, that in their secret time, in their private time, that they will all fall on their knees and seek you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That they will study your word, oh God, and get wisdom from your word, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the House. We pray for the Senate, Lord God. We pray for all different legs and arms of the government, oh God. Today, oh God, we know that there are people that are born again in the House and in the Senate, oh God, and we ask that they will stand up and begin to pray, Lord God, in these meetings, and stand up and begin to pray behind closed doors, that they will stand up and pray, Lord God, and seek you, Lord God, and be led by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just say thank you, God. We pray for the mayors, the governors, Lord God. We pray for state reps, Lord God. We pray for every elected official today, oh God, that they will cry out to you, Lord God, and seek you with their whole hearts in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what race they are. It doesn't matter, oh God. It matters is what is in the heart, oh God. It's not the outside of the cup that matters to you, God, but it's the inside of the cup, Lord God. And today we ask you that you will clean us up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will heal the United States of America from our backslidings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we've turned after other gods. We've gone a-whoring after other gods. But, Father, you still have a remnant, Lord God. You still have those who love you. You still have those who seek you with a pure heart. You still have those, oh God, who lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, we pray, oh God, that you will expand that remnant group, Lord God. You will expand, oh God, those, oh God, that are truly seeking you, oh God. We pray that you will expand the group, Lord God, that those people will begin to call out to you and cry out to you and, Lord God, lay prostrate before you, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus in these last days, oh God. Father, we know that the hour of the return of Jesus Christ is coming. We don't know when, but we know it's coming. We don't know where the Son of Man will appear, but we know he's coming. And, Father, we want to be ready today. We want to be ready. We want to be ready, Lord God. We want to be ready to serve you, Lord God. We want to be ready, Lord God, to go back with you, Lord God, to go to the new heavens and the new earth, to the new Jerusalem. We want to go, Lord God, and be with you, Lord God. Hallelujah, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we long to see you. We long to receive Jesus. We long to be with you, Lord God, forever and ever. We long, Lord God, for your appearing. We long for the precious appearing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We long for the appearing of your Son, Jesus. So, Father, we pray for those who have not yet heard you. We pray for those who have not yet heard about Jesus, that you will send, Lord God, someone to them that they might hear and be saved, that they might hear and be redeemed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you, and we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. We look to the hills this morning, O God, for one's coming to our help, for our help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Bless your people today, Lord God, as we go forth. Bless those that are going to work, those going to doctors, that are going to hospitals, that are going wherever they're going today, Lord God. Bless them, lead them, guide them, be with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up every radio broadcast hope this morning, broadcast host this morning, those that are lifting up the name of Jesus today, we pray for them, Lord God, that their word will be effective and it will fall on good ground and that souls will be saved, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you and give you praise this morning, and we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, hallelujah. We thank you that we can dwell in the secret place today, that you are the Most High, and we can dwell in the secret place today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the safety of abiding in your presence, and we give you glory for giving us another chance to abide in your presence today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And, Father, we go forth now and read your word in Proverbs 11, and we just thank you, Lord God, for your word. Help us to hear your word. Help us to apply your word today. In Jesus' name, thank you for the wisdom of your word today. Hallelujah. Thank you for the wisdom of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of the Lord says this morning in Proverbs 11, dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes shame. But with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge and righteousness will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there is jubilation. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. A gracious man retains honor, but ruthless men retain riches. The merciful man does good for his own soul, but he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. The wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. As righteousness leads to life, he who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. Those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord. Blameless in their ways are his delight. Bishop, though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a lovely man who lacks discretion. Who lacks discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is one who scatters yet increases more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. The people will curse him who withholds grain, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. He who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Wow, Proverbs is awesome. Proverbs is awesome. We ask this morning that you will hear the word of God and study the word of God and meditate on the word of God so that we can be wise men and women of God this day. We thank you for joining us again. If the Lord says the same, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern time, for prayer and reading of God's word. God bless you. Pray throughout the day. Study God's word. Pray for souls to be saved. Pray for souls to be delivered in Jesus' name. And pray for healing. Healing spiritually, healing in the mind, and healing in the body.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we thank you. Go in peace. Have a great day.
May God go with you.
God bless you, Guest 57. Thank you for joining us today.
Amen.